But as I look forward to tonight, I realised that I was woefully ignorant about the history of this area, and I felt I had to put this right by way of earning my supper, as it were. And so I went to the history books in Essex. I think I must have referred to the wrong ones, because my expectations were rather blighted. The first to which I referred, that was solid and authoritative enough, but what did I find the author writing about Rochford? I quote, Mr. Chairman, "Rochford as a town cannot boast of any points of interest in its straggling streets and irregular market square. To find anything interesting, you've got to go and look at the church and the hall." And even the church he describes as curious. "The sacristy is a strange building," he says, "and certainly not to be held up as a model of ecclesiastical style." And by the way, adds the author, "Rochford Church was much used for the purpose of storing smuggled goods for many years, and the tower was a particularly favourite place of concealment. Valuable cargoes were put in a secret compartment in the pulpit for many years indeed." Well, I thought this was all rather colourful stuff. And having met you, I thought you'd be rather proud of it in a way. But it wasn't really what I was looking for. But then I remembered the 1974 reorganisation, so I turned my attention to Rayleigh and found that the author did indeed refer to Rayleigh in one sentence. I quote, "From Rayleigh I pass quickly."